really off the record. But do you think that this government can survive, the unity government, or are they going to eventually have to go to an authoritarian one like, you know, we came out of Korea, Syngman Rhee was really an authoritarian leader.
Mm-hmm.
In the 11 years I was a supporting commander in Korea, the president was an Army Major General in civilian clothes.
Right.
They had the highest growth rates, they did the 88 Olympics, and they finally handed it over.
Yep.
So the real question is, and we all hope the unity government could have done it, but it's very difficult.
It is very difficult. I mean, you know, you look at it, and there isn't anyone smart enough to know the answer to your question.
I think the answer is they can't, but how do you get that right person?
I mean, Alawi had steel up his backside.
Right. He was
and,
the man.
And he wasn't well liked and wasn't perfect. He'd leave the country for long periods and stuff. He was not as attentive as he needed to be, it strikes me. But good Lord, in terms of dealing with him, he was terrific. He made a decision and he kicked some fanny to get it implemented, and you felt good about it. The fellow who preceded Maliki was like a windsock. You know, he was the last guy he talked to. And we're still off the record.
we heard that windsock terminology over there.
Oh man,
from
he
somebody
was
else that we shouldn't use.
Yeah, he's a hell of a, you know, very pleasant guy. But good grief, the last guy he talked to. And this fellow's better than the one before, but he's not Syngman Rhee.